Reporting from the Michigan Bean and Beet Symposium in Saginaw, Michigan, the first half of the day focused on Michigan's dry bean industry, and Tim McGreevy, the CEO of the American Pulse Association, joined us for some morning discussions. He's joining us with an interview now. Tim, can you give us an overview of some of the discussion highlights?
Well, we have a pretty exciting thing happening here. The United Nations declared 2016 as the International Year of Pulse Crops. And pulse crops, of course, are dry beans, peas, lentils, and chickpeas. And so what I talked about today with the growers and the suppliers was just the opportunity that we have as an industry to define the overall pulse category. And this is an international effort, so we're working with Pulse Canada, we're working with the Global Pulse Confederation to really develop a brand, a recognition campaign that we can launch here in North America and around the world to really raise awareness of the importance of pulse crops in the food chain, for food security, and really in the United States for really good health and nutrition.
For those that might not know, what do pulse crops include?
Well, pulse crops include all the dry beans that are grown here in the state of Michigan, okay? And they also include dry peas and lentils and chickpeas as well. So pulses are defined, right? The word pulse comes from a Latin name for thick soup. Makes sense, right? Of course, beans are great in soups all over the world. So that's the term pulse is a term for thick soup. And that was chosen by the United Nations because it's really seen as a pulse crop around the world. The term pulse is for all these legume crops.
Representing the pulse crop industry on a national level, what are some of the activities of the association and work that you do?
Well, this international year is a big part of our effort with the American Pulse Association. We're trying to launch, for the first time ever as an industry, trying to launch a brand campaign. And the example we use is quinoa. You know, a few years ago, no one even knew how to spell or say quinoa. And in 2013, they had their international year, and it really catapulted them. It was a real catalyst for them to say, these are truly superfoods, and quinoa is a great product. But I can tell you that pulse crops, dry beans, peas, lentils, and chickpeas are equally as great a crop, in fact, better in many respects than quinoa. And so if we can get that kind of momentum and really have people recognize what a super crop these are, as well as a sustainable crop for agricultural systems here in the U.S. and around the world, it could have a huge impact on our industry in terms of increased consumption and increased profitability for our farmers.
Michigan, a leading state in dry bean production, how important will a campaign be to creating demand and helping farmers?
Well, we hope, right, if we can raise awareness, especially with 25 to 35-year-olds who are really interested in healthy eating, actually. And so there's several components of this brand campaign, and one of them, kind of a catchy phrase, is eat clean and live lean. And what most people don't realize is that they can get 10 grams of protein for every 1 gram of fat in these pulse products, in this category. So if people know more about that, and we're introducing these crops into more and more foods. Like today, the Benitos people sent all these new chips, and these chips are tremendous because they're high in fiber, they have a great protein profile, and there's a lot of other companies now, not just Benitos, but a lot of other companies that are exploring these crops using dry beans as an ingredient. And when that happens, you're going to see this industry completely take off. And we'll see demand, and that's what we're trying to develop this brand campaign around, is that people need to understand these are great foods, they're great for the environment, and they're good for the planet. And so when that happens, we think our trajectory is going to go up.
Leading up to that international year, has there been research or other resources put into some of the information that will be presented?
Well, the big component with the American Pulse Association is, first of all, to increase consumption of these crops and demand for them. But the second component is to increase research on these crops, because despite the superfoods that they are, they really have been under-researched as a commodity. And so we have several initiatives in the United States Farm Bill, actually, in the Ag Act of 2014, that establishes a pulse crop health initiative within the Farm Bill. And right now we're working with our appropriators in Congress trying to fund that so we we can actually boost ag research on pulse crops in the United States. And an important, and that's just a really important component for us, because we have to increase the productivity of these crops. And if you look at the trajectory of the world population increasing from 6 billion to 9 billion in the next 50 years, we have to produce more food, and we have to produce more food sustainably. And that's why these pulse crops are so important in that overall effort.
Well, Tim, we appreciate your time today. Any last words for our farmers?
Well, I just would like to have a shout out for all those pulse farmers out there in Michigan and their support, because they're supporting these efforts for this brand development. The executive director of the Michigan Bean Commission is on the American Pulse Association board. Jim Byram, who's with the Michigan Bean Shippers, a tremendous promoter of these crops. And really, as always, Michigan leads the way in looking forward on what this industry needs. And I think this international year for the state of Michigan and the Michigan pulse industry is going to be big.
Again, Tim McGreevy with the American Pulse Crop Association. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Nicole Heslop reporting.